Pope Benedict XVI yesterday washed the feet of 12 priests during the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict made his way Thursday evening to the Cathedral of Rome, the Papal Basilica of St. John Lateran. The Mass of the Lord's Supper begins the Triduum, the sacred three-day period which culminates in the Easter Vigil on Saturday night. During the Mass, Pope Benedict washed the feet of 12 priests. The feet-washing ceremony symbolizes humility and commemorates Jesus' Last Supper with his 12 apostles on the evening before his crucifixion. Wearing a white apron, Pope Benedict poured water from a golden pitcher over one bare foot of each of the priests who were seated in a row. With the water dripping on a golden basin, the Pope dried the feet with a white cloth. The scene echoes the Gospel of the Mass, taken from St. John, in which Jesus does the same for his apostles. It's also the Gospel reading in which Jesus prays for the unity of the Church.
Due volte il Signore dice che questa unità dovrebbe far sì che il mondo creda alla missione di Gesù.
In his homily, Pope Benedict said, "This prayer gives us the assurance that the preaching of the apostles will never fail throughout history." But he said this prayer also challenges us to a constant examination of conscience. At this hour, the Lord is asking us, "Are you living through faith in fellowship with me and thus in fellowship with God? Or are you rather living for yourself and thus apart from the faith? And are you not thus guilty of the inconsistency which obscures Jesus' mission in the world and prevents men and women from encountering God's love?" The Holy Father said this threat to the unity of his followers was part of the historical passion of Jesus and remains part of his ongoing passion throughout history. The Pope asked that as we meditate on the passion of the Lord, let us also feel Jesus' pain at the way that we contradict his prayer, that we resist his love, that we oppose the unity which should bear witness before the world to his mission.
Che facciamo resistenza al suo amore, che ci opponiamo all'unità, che deve essere per il mondo testimonianza della sua missione.
The Mass of Holy Thursday is the last Mass celebrated in the Church until the Easter Vigil. Pope Benedict will celebrate the Liturgy of the Passion for Good Friday later this afternoon, and he will preside at the Way of the Cross this evening at the Colosseum. I'm Charles Collins.